Everyone, take a breath. And let's be in appreciation. And we'll open our discussion in Q&A. We would like to remind you of the protocols that we have in play. You know, please stay on topic about the things we have discussed. Keep it brief. And just realize we have brought all those energetics of these past four sessions into present time. So let's try to hold those frequencies throughout our discussion. So, does anyone have questions, comments? Joe, anything you'd like to say before we move on to the next session? Next level.
No, I just, does anybody have any comments about what they are experiencing? Actually,
While Jody's trying to get her phone to work, I will only share that I'm extremely emotional ever since about 6 o'clock this morning, my time. And I'm having a great difficulty. I'm just holding myself.
Just breathe.
Yeah, it's a.
And be embraced by the community. You know, this is what our community is about. And, you know, and just and all the tremendous gifts that we have received in the midst of this great loss.
Blessings, beloved. Beloveds, this is Diana. Ever since the 7-7 gate, the codes that are coming through me have expanded my consciousness in ways I can't explain. Sometimes I sit back and marvel because I have no idea until things are completed as to what these codes are going to look like. And with the 8-8 Lions Gate, it really kind of hit home as it can be for whomever wishes to utilize them as a type of visual representation of a minute aspect. And I say minute because I don't think there's a physical visual that could encompass all, but a minute portion or aspect of these codes that we have been so blessed to receive. And I had no idea that these codes were going to go in this direction. I had other plans. And I guess we
And
know
that's
about
the course of every day lately.
was like, no, we got something else for you. And with these codes, what Milena has said, I am in such I use the word gratitude so many times during the day, but to recognize the gifts that are being bestowed upon us and to gather together the truth of who we are. Yeah, I break down in tears many times. For that moment or moments that it comes into my body to feel. And then when I add some of the codes, I'm blown away. I am absolutely blown away. That 8-8 piece that we received is so beyond what I can even, it's not even imagining that I can, trying to find words. It's beyond. And for me, again, I always give gratitude to Joan and John and Milena for taking up this mantle for us so that we may truly be who we truly are in this physicality, as well as to pave the way for others in many, many futures to come. And just one little sidebar. No, I won't say. Anyway, that's it. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Deanna, for sharing.
I do have a question. This is Susie.
Hey, Susie.
The seed crystals, I have a question about the seed crystals, because as we were drawing our color code and sound goes through our third eye and seed crystal. Anyway, as we were drawing our light and sound codes through our third eye and the seed crystals, and we drew them in through our infinity symbol and all, are the seed crystals in the third eye end in the pineal area at the amygdala? Or are there two areas? I was kind of confused about that.
Well, to me, the seed crystals are all encompassing within this part of your head and brain. And they bring a different coherence to the function of the brain as they are activated and upgraded continually. So that third eye in the pineal center is your center, your visionary center, where you begin to be very telepathic, very, your gifts, you know, that we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the clairaudience, clairsentience, and so on. But it all enlightens all of those crystals in this whole area, as far, and including the lobes of the brain, all these lobes in the brain that serve different purposes for the physical, but entirely different purposes at a spiritual level. So every upgrade enlightens that whole area more and more. So the seed crystals are everywhere within that center, that whole circumference of your head. That's the way I see them. Milena, do you see them that way?
At this stage of where we are, I now see those, each one of those secrets, as massive light.
Right.
You know, so that massive light is just radiating. And right. we are on the threshold, and we think this is probably some of the things that will happen next year. We're going to be activating all the crystalline pieces that are in our physicality that will upgrade the body to a whole nother frequency. It's part of the alchemizing that will go into effect. Well, we have a few more pieces to put in play before we end this year's series. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little while. But does that answer your question, Susie?
Yes, thank you. I had a minor stroke in the end of June, and I have a hard time projecting my voice.
No, you do. Well, you know, Joan and I were just talking just a little while ago that now with these frequencies we've been able to hold, and she and I have been able to recognize it because it's how she and I communicate now. And And it's, but it's something now we can just, we're just now beginning to find the words to articulate it. So yes, we are still using our voice, but it is the sound frequencies. Now we are actually communicating in frequencies.
Cool. And because sound of the limitations. Yeah.
Yeah. So because of the limitations of the body right now, we still have to use our physical voice. But we are beginning to now make that shift that our communications are, is occurring with our voice, but it's now the frequencies are coming in a conscious way that she and I are beginning to recognize. And so, you know, we expect that all of you will be too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for us, it's like you hear it, what the person is saying, and then there is through the ears that that hearing mechanism and those sound codes get integrated into your physicality, but also into your consciousness at a different level. So it's through the voice, the sound codes that then come in through the ears and begin to alchemize the body. And that was kind of a, you know, just having an off conversation about what happens when we get together and talk. Because she has a stream of consciousness that is different from mine. And she receives in her own right massive amounts of information that are needed in this series. So, you know, it's just, it was an amazing awareness this morning, actually, but we hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah, because it's becoming conscious for us now. See, mm-hmm. That's the difference. You know, we get to hear with those multi-layered aspects of our senses. So, you know, so there's just so much going on in our bodies and in our fields. And we're just now, I think, moving into a place where we can have that awareness of it and even to be able to just talk about it. So it's, thank you for bringing that up, because she and I just talked about this probably 30 minutes before the call started.
Right.
Yeah. So,
very cool.
Thanks. We appreciate your comments. Jody, are you on and able to speak? I don't want to leave you.
Well, thank you. Is that better?
Much better. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic. One of the things that I've been noticing, and I was under a tremendous amount of pressure and stress towards the beginning of this month. And the more I tapped into that eighth dimensional, I went back to the conference the second half of Saturday and just kind of reactivated everything. And that to me was a huge upgrade. And then the rest of the classes have been very, they weren't as clunky integrating. And I just kept going back into what I saw rather than trying to follow a direction. You know, I took different aspects of it because for some reason I was not integrating or remembering. I should say I wasn't remembering consciously. Like I would open my eyes after listening to the class, and I would be right there. I would be on it. I would know, and all the packets were activated. I could see it, and then I'd open my eyes, and I would it would just evade me. Yeah. So, what I ended up doing is going back and allowing my higher self to show me where everything was and what was active, what needed to be, you know. So you guys are together physically and you're realizing that the communication is changing. I'm realizing that the communication with my higher self is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting more pronounced. It's getting, I mean, if it wasn't for that connection that I had, I don't know. I was just under way too much stress. And I look back at it and I go, why, you know, what? But luckily I was able to overcome a lot of that third, fourth dimension. I mean, once I got into the world of the third, fourth dimension, it's like it took me down a downward spiral really fast.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I had to get out of it. Yeah, I had to get out of it and come back into myself and just and I think there, as always, there's blessings in anything.
Okay.
And I think the blessing for me was to then activate it, bring it in present time, but bring it into that 8-8 portal and that energy, and just allow that energy to help me clear it. You know, so a lot of the false beliefs that I had to do everything and, you know, and this and that, you know, a lot of my beliefs that were limiting me got a chance to be relooked at and eliminated. And then from there, it's like, oh, cool. So anyways, thanks for letting me share, family.
Thanks for sharing.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Linda.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to always look for the shortcut in doing things and getting things done.
Yeah.
You know, it's
not
a habit.
Gonna find a shortcut here, honey.
Well, that's why I have a question.
Okay.
Exactly it. For one thing, I have a real hard time creating maps in my brain because I can't read a map in at this time. I still have difficulty reading a map in physical world because of my dyslexia. Okay. So when you're describing, you know, the different DNAs and, you know, it's like I can see them and then I can't all at the same time. It's like I start out okay and then I get lost. And then once I'm lost, I get frustrated and then I just go, okay, just receive it. Just receive it. You know, you're getting it. You don't have to put a map in your brain. So, you know, it's like I have this self-talk going on. And so it came down to, I wanted to raise my vibration consistently. And I thought, huh, okay, how can I do this? Because I'm up and down, you know, it's like I'm going up and I'm coming down and I'm going up and I'm coming down. And it's that's tiring. And so I thought, through the center of my being, I have a direct connection to God with my, I call him, her, Cosmo. But I've got this direct connection. So there's always this energy flowing through me, and it flows through the very core of my body. So I sat down and I had a talk with my higher self, and I said, well, how about we just have that center core flow at 153% light through my body? And then because it's a spiral, it's not a line like we used to think, that it's a spiral. Then I thought, if I can breathe into this spiral, then it can expand itself, which is what I started to do. And then what I saw happening was the energy just flowed out through my physical body. And I believe that it resonates at 150% light, which is what your goal is to get us to on a continual basis, is my understanding. And I'm like, wow. And at first it was kind of tiring. You know, I took quite a few naps, but what I found is that I'm like much more balanced. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm much more consistent throughout my day. And yeah, it's true. Once you step into 4D, and it's a ski slope all the way down to going into 3 if you don't catch yourself. So it
right.
is, you know, it that's still available for you. And I have found gratitude in that, because that's a spot that is showing up because it can't withstand that 150% light unless I do some clearing and some energy work on it. So, you know, it's a blessing, really, because now I can see the little idiosyncrasies. But so my question is, I feel like I did a shortcut, that I just kind of did this and it's like, well, it's working for me. And is that okay? Or do I need to go back to the drawing board? Am I just full of it? And I'm just so good at, you know, playing games with myself that I can believe that this is what I'm doing.
Well, I think I'm going to say one thing about that. And that was what Kafumi said to me long, long time ago. You cannot, with your rational mind, understand the fullness of these energetics. So It is in allowing yourself to experience them, which from listening to you is what you're doing. You don't have to make a mess.
Right.
You don't have to do anything but receive these energetics and begin to integrate and then remove anything that interferes with that communication. And once you receive the energetics and begin to integrate it, you know without a shadow of a doubt, and you understand at a level that the rational mind could never understand. So I don't think you have an issue. I don't think you're trying to shortcut. It's very apparent that it's the energetic experience that you need, and you are doing just that. So don't second guess yourself. There is no shortcut in that part of it. But as far as having a mind map, a roadmap, not necessary. It's an interference.
It's
part of the rational mind trying to understand what's going on here. And there's no way that happens.
Wow. Thank you, Joan.
You're welcome. Anybody?
I have two things to share.
Okay.
I tend to feel things in my body. I don't see these things, and that's usually frustrating to me, but then I have to remember, Kathy, you feel them. So pay attention to what you're feeling. And that lesson where we were feeling the energies in our body and putting them in our shoulders and sending them down our hands. I'm an energy healer, and I have never felt so much energy coming through my hands. Mm-hmm. And it was just there in the most powerful, powerful way. And I felt like, oh, our light is helping the world in what we're doing. And this energy that I am feeling is so overwhelming to my body, I can send it to everybody on this planet right now and help raise the energies of the world. And as I'm saying this, my hands are buzzing. So, and yeah, I've been exhausted when I do my lessons. I mean, it takes about twice as long to go through and review a lesson as it does to have a lesson.
Yeah.
With you folks, because it's so rich and so beautiful. The other thing I wanted to share was the fact that, okay, so I'm greeting these wonderful lions and I haven't a clue who's standing in front of me, but I'm just saying, okay, you're there and thank you. And the same thing with the elders going around. And when they requested chairs to sit with us at the end of that lesson on 8-8, I felt as though they have known me. And we have been good friends for a long, long time. but I'm not remembering those things now. Mm-hmm. But I know that we are connected. And I am so grateful that they're willing to say, we love you and we want to spend more time with you.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful. And in those gifts and in their presence, part of that, what was embedded in those gifts were the codes of remembering.
Of what?
Of remembering.
Oh, remembering? Yay!
Yes. But
I figured that would be coming, but.
Yeah, because yeah. They were, you know, all of that was to help stimulate and awaken deeply, deeply buried memory codes from ancient of ancient times. So.
Yes, before Atlantis.
Long before.
Long before Atlantis.
Yeah, we're going way back, sister.
So
we are on the track. Yeah.
Here again, it's in the experience. Don't get hung up in understanding. It's in the experience, and everybody is different, is unique in how they experience.
Yeah. It's all about the energetics, you know, which the rational mind cannot really contemplate.
Yeah. Sometimes you just say, take a rest.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy.
I want to share that.
Oh, you just muted yourself again, Sandy.
That happened. Kathy, thank you for that, because I was listening to that 8-8 portal opening in session 10 and sat down with watercolors. And I could, when we all entered the crucible and they said to stand, I saw all of us, and I couldn't really portray it in the watercolor. But as I was re-listening and reviewing, the watercolors were happening.
Ah.
And I saw all of us together in our light bodies, our primary code colors. We're all very huge beings.
Big.
Very tall. We were all standing straight. And so that's where that watercolor painting that I shared in our Facebook site came from. It was a really good experience. It was really heartwarming, and it was fun to be together in our crucible with everyone. And this was before the lions came in, but it was just nice to see everyone in their primary code colors.
Yeah.
And their frequencies, and that's what that was all about.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I see though your watercolors, which is that the one you posted?
Yeah, it was just
Well, it was perfect. I thought, and so you translate it through that watercolors. Deanna translates it through her graphics and those codes. You know, so we're all learning a different way to express it. So, which I think is the beauty of our community and our collective, because we all are different. We have different streams, so we translate it differently. But, you know, those energetics, the way they hit us, you know, is unique to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think I said earlier, they did not share that blessing with me until 2 days before we recorded it. And I have to tell you, when it came through, I wept. Because it just touched my heart and my soul at such a level. And it's that love and that acceptance and that acknowledgement, you know.
Remembering that we are all these beautiful beings that
yes.
are so filled with colorful lights. And the watercolors I was testing out, they have a shine in them.
That's luminosity.
So it's just really, it was a great way to review. I haven't done it with any of the others, but I had been seeing us that way before and remembering when we were given our color, primary color code. I remembered and our sound frequencies and the stepping up of the octave of our sound frequency and the spiritual name that this soul spirit has. It all just came together. I could see it all. And if it was just in what I could see for my soul spirit, then I knew we were all, we're all in that same, we all have that.
Yeah.
Well, we're already in into the flow of it, but we are at the precipice of something really huge here, you know, and so it's, Joan and I continue to be astounded.
Well, and then reviewing the eighth dimensional crystalline heart, and the eighth dimensional, and I don't know how, this is just a feeling that I have for it, is to me, it's in the, not only in the eighth chakra, our soul spirit, our soul star, there's, it's our oversoul. It's huge. And those are things that are coming in for me. And it has to do with that all of us in our light beings and our colors that we gather in it together in our crucible. We're, it just was so special. We're so special. I don't know how else to say it, but we are. We're just incredible beings and we're all together. And I'm, and we're going on this path that's unbelievable to me. And I'm going to throw it out there. It keeps coming back to me that we're experiencing and integrating the beginnings of an experience of the monad. Now that's what comes to me. In our,
it's
in
coming.
Our, it's just, there's so much coming, you know.
And that's what I'm feeling. It's coming. It's, yeah. You know, we're on the tip of it. And that's what that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that that painting was rough. It's just, a, you know, coming out. But that's who we are. That's what we are. I remember us.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone.